I sometimes I have these we do these talks and that, and I think, oh, that would be a good one for the Tree of Life. Well, that would be a good one for the Tree of Life. You know, oh, that would be a good one for the Tree of Life. This isn't one of them though. I wanted it to be, but it ain't. And the reason being, so I had to change everything. And the reason being is that it's Halloween tonight, so I thought I'm not going to be talking about Halloween per se, but I thought I'd just bring. Really, just it's just called Walking God's Light or Walking in God's Light, it's like we get our immunization, we get our shots, don't we? It's a shot for this time of the year. It's going to be my first one. It's going to be really an X 1730, Acts chapter 1730. We'll start in prayer here, just to get you where you're going. And I'll just start in prayer here. And it's walking God's light or walking in God's light. So let's start in prayer. Acts 17:30, we'll start there. Thank you, Lord, for this time together around your word. Lord, we thank you. We love you, Lord, and the light of your word, Lord, and how we're can be so in the dark and so even depressed or anything, Lord, we turn to you, we turn to your light. We're flooded with light. We thank you so much, oh Lord. We turn to you, confess our sins to you, Lord, and just love you with all of our being, Lord. Oh, you turn everything around, Lord. We thank you so much, oh God. We thank you for your salvation. Thank you for your shed blood of atonement. Thank you for your crucifixion, death, burial, and your resurrection, oh Lord. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for giving us of your Holy Spirit. You haven't left us here comfortless, oh Lord. So we pray for this meeting now and the worship of the word, the fellowship together, that you get the glory in it, please, and all the glory, O Lord. Please teach us by your Holy Spirit. You are our teacher. You are our God. And so we look to you. Pray for that touch of healing, captive set free, salvation of souls. We do pray, O Lord. And again, that you get all the glory. Pray for your people of Israel, Lord, of your beleaguered people and your people everywhere from every tribe, nation, language, and tongue, persecuted, Lord, they love you. And so we do just look to you, Lord, for all things, Lord, and please help us again by your Spirit. Speak to our hearts, Lord. You know everybody here in all our situations, Lord. I don't, but you do. So we look to you, our Savior, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so the first, well, you can just stay there. I'm going to be going through some different verses here, so we won't go, I won't have you turn to a lot of them. So we can get through and you can have the rest of your Erev Shabbat. And anyways, I'm in Exodus 22:18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. So we see all these things going on around us right now tonight. We might not be seeing so much in America, it's a real big thing. It actually came, Halloween actually came from Europe, but when it hit America, they must have had really nice soil, and I grew up with it down there. It's a big deal over there, I think years ago when we were younger, the kids were more, bums, and they were more not all this, so this all this witch stuff you have today, but this is what they're teaching the kids. So just a shot in the arm for us tonight. It says, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." So this is what the Bible talks about it. So it's not something you want to be teaching your kids. But as followers of Messiah, we don't do that. We don't do that. We don't take people because they immerse or they baptize. They full immersion, and so we drown them in the ice or in the river. We don't do things like that. We don't see that going on in the New Testament. But as followers of Messiah, we don't do that. But it's deadly serious. It is deadly serious, this witchcraft. And Acts 17:30 says, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world. And he's going to judge the world. In righteousness, he's going to do it by that man. Fully God, fully man, truly God, truly man, whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. He hath raised him from the dead. He's not like these mortal or mort, in French, mort, dead, like the dead ones, like at the festival in Israel, next to Gaza. They had a giant Buddha, and right next to him was a death cult ready to murder them. And yet they're messing around with a Buddha who's dead, rather than turning to the living God, dancing around the Buddha next to Gaza death. He can't deliver, he's dead. All these famous ones are dead, but our Savior is risen. Our Savior is risen. Isn't that wonderful? Sorry, that's just some of the medicine I've been taking. Okay, and reject God's provision of his eternal son's sacrifice. Reject that equals eternal damnation in the lake of fire. Repent, believe, follow Messiah, follow Yeshua, follow Jesus. You know this stuff better than I do. I'm here not because I know more than you. I'm here because I was asked to come here. So I'm here, I was called to be here speaking. Okay? You know these things. I'm reminding you this evening. Okay, and John 14:5 says, Thomas saith, Lord, how can we know the way? How can we know the way? Yeshua, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no man, not even one man, not even one woman, none, nobody, nothing, nada, not any at all, cometh unto the Father but by me. That's the only way to come unto the Father. It doesn't matter if you're famous like Billy Graham, it doesn't matter who you are. That's the only way. If somebody says another way, there is no other way. The only way to the Father is through the Son. And then in Leviticus 19:31, Leviticus 19:31, I'm trying to keep these in order here, but I want to move along for you as well. I'm not sure when I'm supposed to end. So when 11 o'clock comes, I'll stop. Okay. Anyways, Leviticus 19:31, regard not them that have familiar spirits, okay, or avot. You have the word av, fathers, this mumbling, it mumbles, it's not clear, it's not precise. When they say something, it can mean almost anything. It leads astray. It's a necromancy, really. It has to do with the fathers or the pretend they're talking to the fathers or the ancestors. These demonic beings are ventriloquists, they can mimic somebody's voice as well, imitate the dead voice. Be not tricked. These demons, they're familiar with voices. They're familiar with past events. They're familiar with situations that are going on. They don't predict. They forecast with data. They have data and they forecast it to individuals. So these people speaking by these demonic spirits, it's not prophecy. It's putting things together. They're seeing what's going on here. They see what's going on in your life. How did anybody know that? I never told anybody that because these demonic beings are around. These demonic, in the unseen world. When I came back from Vietnam, I saw them. I actually saw them. And it just terrified, more than anything in Vietnam, just terrified me. And, but I knew there was things that you don't see. And then from there, I started to come, and that's when part of my walk to go to coming to the Lord. It's beware, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. Tame is contaminated or fouled or unclean by these wizards. I am the Lord your God. So we need to fear God. We need to fear God. So we see that, Mickey was a wizard, wasn't he, for the kids? He shouldn't have been doing that, should he? Dorothy and Co., Dorothy and Co. should have been seeking the Wizard of Oz, should they? He says, oh, well, it's just a movie there. It's influencing. It influences. I remember little kids and we, if you had this little round thing, it was a television. I was living on a farm, and we never seen anything like this, It was the first time something was in color as well. And it influenced you as a child. You were impressionable as children. And then they came out with the good witches. There's no such thing as a good witch. Okay. It's okay. And Matthew 5:27 says, "You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." So even if you think it, you've done it. Even if you think it, you've done it. The battle is for the minds. The battle is for the souls of men. This is what this is about. It's for the minds. It's for the souls of men. Very impressionable. Very impressionable. 1 Corinthians 10, 21. I'm just moving along here, letting you know where I am. But 1 Corinthians 10, 21. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. And then Leviticus 20 verse 6, the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go whoring after them, cheating on God, opposing God who sees everything, he sees everything. Also, or that woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. So we see here the seriousness of this. It is very serious. Nothing to be messing about with. We don't stone. We don't stone. As believers in Messiah, we don't stone. But the eternal fire and brimstone is coming. The eternal fire and brimstone is coming. It's still the same judgment as happened at Sodom in Lot's day. This happened at Sodom, Luke 17, 28. If we want to turn to Luke 7, 17, 28, this actually happened in Lot's day, where a whole community was stoned. The whole city was stoned. The whole area was stoned. Well, what do you mean by that? Luke 17, 28, and then back into Deuteronomy 12. Luke 17, 28 says, likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, bought, sold, planted, builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and what? Brimstone. They were stoned, weren't they? It's the same judgment. We don't stone. We don't stone. But it's still the same judgment. That brimstone is coming only from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. We see this Jesus meek and mild. We don't see that here. We don't see a toddler here. We see the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Repent, believe in, follow Yeshua, follow Jesus before it's too late. Today is the day of salvation. And we know that when Lot he left Sodom, and the two angels are getting him and his family, his daughters out, his wife, and the angels told him to go thither. He told him to go thither, but Lot, he wanted to go hither. You see, he didn't want to go all that way. So they're saying thither. He's saying hither. Well, go hither, go or go th go thither, go thither or go hither. Just don't dither, don't dither. Don't be waiting around. This judgment is coming. This judgment is coming. Don't dither. Don't be waiting around. The judgment is coming. Repent. Believe. If we die today, that's it. If we die today, that's it. Deuteronomy 12:1 says here, Deuteronomy 12:1 says, ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods upon the high mountains and upon the hills. So you see, it's all everything's lifted up high to that you are in awe of it. These are high places. We are high, you are low. We are high, you are low. You see, here, high places of worship, buildings, these tall steeples, these big minarets, they all serve a purpose. You know, our building has to be the biggest building. You know, then when the secular world comes in, our buildings have to be the biggest buildings. You know, we're going to awe you. You know, yet God says, humble yourselves. Okay, and under every green tree, under every green tree, don't destroy all those places where they serve their gods. And under every green tree, don't say Christmas, Gary. Don't mention Christmas. Don't mention that tree. You know, you'll never get out of the building. And I, every time I said something about these things, and I'm looking in the audience and I'm thinking, am I going to get out that door? And I'm going to get out. Am I going to make it out of here if I say something here? You know, you've touched on something here. Don't do it, Gary. You might not get out the door. But you see, on Zoom, I'm already out the door. You know, I feel much safer here, at least for the time being, unless you get a hold of him, somebody gets a hold of him. Anyways, you know, did they sing to their trees? You know, what were they doing with their trees? You know, were they hugging them? Were they bowing down to their trees? You know, were they giving them gifts and receiving gifts? You know, were they putting female angels on the top? You know, and Santa, I mean, satanic pentagrams. You know, were they doing all that? I don't know what was going on then. I wasn't there. Okay, and Deuteronomy 13:3, just make it easy for everybody. I'm trying to walk us through to make it easy. Won't do all the verses here. And it's lovely to look at scripture. Friday evening, it's lovely. Deuteronomy 13:3, the Lord your God proveth you. He menasei, he tries you. He tries you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart. And with all your soul. Do you love him? With all your heart and with all your soul. The giver of eternal life. He's given us eternal life. His son. He's given us his son come in the flesh. And he's to receive all the glory. God is to receive all the glory. And then just down to Deuteronomy 18:10. And then we have that prophet there as well that would come. But we won't talk about that. So Deuteronomy 18:10 says, there should not be found among you anyone that makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire. Okay, and we see they do a lot of things in the woman's womb. It burns. And then those days they had Moloch. They used to offer to Moloch their children, their infants, sacrifice them to Moloch. Have some big statue and there's a fire there and they put their children and their infants there, you know, and maybe then we'll get better crops, you know, and we'll have a better lifestyle, you know, just pay Moloch, just pay the priests or the priestesses of today. No child. I want to have this child and I can go to school and I can party and I can eat out more and I can smoke dope. To make us dopier, you know, I can smoke more dope, you know. I just didn't have this child, you know. Don't whatever you do, don't pray in your mind across from Moloch, you know, like we see in the country here. Don't pray in your mind. They'll come up and ask you, are you praying in your mind? What are you thinking? Are you praying in your mind? Persecuted, now persecuted. Where's that leading to? But it's okay to have violent hate marches every week. And then somebody, I heard somebody say, why don't you give the baby a chance? Why don't you give the baby a chance? Have four straws and have one of them as a short straw. One is for the baby, one is for the mom, one is for the dad, one is for the doctor. You know, and whoever draws the short straw, get rid of that one. Why is it always the baby? Why is it always the baby here? Or that uses divination, kesem, divination, lots, the casting these lots, witchcraft. And a lot of these terms, they're interchangeable. Or an observer of times, or an enchanter. And that's the word nachash, where you get the snake, that hissing, that whispering. You see some book out nowadays about teaching you how to listen to God's whisper. Listen to the whisper, you see. Listen to whispers they're trying to tell you now. Well, I tell you what, when I was on dope, I got to the point where I was hearing those whispers. And then I would fall asleep and have terrible nightmares. Terrible nightmares. And then the next thing when I left, when I came home on leave, I saw those demonic beings. That's where this stuff is leaving. Be care of this whispering. Be careful. Anybody says this about this whispering, whispering to you. God is very clear, and his word is clear. Or it's a casting a spell or predicting, divining, or a witch, a kashuf. Again, with the whispering and the enchanting, magic, practicing magic, sorcery, or a charmer. That in Hebrew is that chover chaver. A chaver is a friend. So this is something that it fascinates. A charmer will charm and fascinate a fake friend, or a consulter with familiar spirits or wizards, or a conjurer or necromancy. And that's interesting in the Hebrew here, the necromancy, it's a Deresh el Hametim. Deresh is to seek after Hametim, the dead, to seek after the dead, worship and communicating with the dead, the fathers, the ancestors we see again here. Worshipping Mary, she's dead, she's passed away. Or grave soaking, going to the graves, people that call themselves Christians going to graves and soaking up some anointing or something. Beware of all this stuff. I'm not even supposed to be going to these graves. And verse 12, for all that do these things are an abomination, Tovat. They're an abomination unto the Lord, disgusting unto the Lord. This stuff is disgusting unto the Lord. So that we know that. I know you know this stuff. I know that all I'm doing is reminding us here. I'm just reminding us, it's a shot. I went the other day and had a flu shot. I had one last year as well. Because I had one last year, didn't go get one this year. It was free. I went, how much does it cost? Nothing. I'll be there. That's the way it is. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. And then just read this for you, 2 Chronicles 17, 14. If my people, which are called by my name, so it's his people. It's his people. Are we his people? We're his people in Messiah, aren't we? Shall humble themselves. We're to humble ourselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. If we're doing anything wicked, thinking anything wicked, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, talking nationally as well, and will heal their land. They'll turn from these things if they'll humble themselves. Isn't that a good policy for all lands to do, isn't it? We're not replacing Israel. We're gleaning from this, aren't we? This is left. All this scripture is for our benefit, isn't it? And to correct us and to build us up in the faith, isn't it? So wonderful. Scripture is so wonderful. To read scripture is so wonderful. Isaiah 5, 20. I can read that, and I'm going to go to Isaiah 8, 19. So normally I have all the stuff sent out, and people have the scriptures with them. Isaiah 5, 20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, like we see today. They put darkness for light. They put darkness for light and light for darkness. They put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And you hear people say today, they mean it. They mean that it's neat, or they mean that it's good. Oh, that's wicked. They go, oh, that's wicked. Oh, that's wicked. You see, but it means the opposite. It's actually the opposite of what it means. They're trying to say that that's really neat, or that's cool, or something like that. Oh, that's wicked. And the gender confusion, this gender confusion, evil for good, good for evil, and male, female, it's confusing, isn't it? It's so confusing, making it so difficult, so confusing. It's not getting on anybody, it's this Love will speak the truth. Love will speak the truth, whether I love people or not. Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't like myself. You don't have to pray about this bad attitude. It's the way it is. I get up in the, I probably told you this. I get up in the morning. I seemed like a nice guy last night. I'm such a terrible person. I'm just awful. It's complaining and everything. I get up before my wife. I come down. I pray to God. I read the Bible. And just get, I praise the Lord about that attitude. And my wife comes downstairs. Hello, honey. How are you? A good thing she didn't see me an hour or two before. But the Lord can do that for you, can He? He can do that for you. Okay. I'm just wondering, are you seeing me okay here? I don't think you are. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's just the way that is. Okay. Okay. And these media lies just turn, well, we've seen this nowadays. I mean, they can just turn something right around. They can spin it right around, can't they? We see this going on worldwide. Well, we know that's going to draw, and that's how people are drawn to the Antichrist when he comes. Isaiah 8, 19. When they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter. Remember what happened to King Saul with the witch at Endor. That wasn't a very good outcome for him, was it? He was dead, wasn't it? The next day he was dead. Should not a people seek unto their God? Shouldn't they seek unto their God for the living and to the dead? Okay, so we're just coming up to a little bit over half the time, so you know where you're at. I know when I'm listening or I go somewhere, unless within about 15 minutes, my headset's going. Maybe I'm getting older. I don't know. My headset to go like that. I like to know where I'm at. Okay. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. There's no light in them. Dark outside. The things they're doing right now, dark, praying for people. Don't know any better. Don't know any better. When I was a kid in America, it wasn't something, but all that kids were, you lived from paycheck to paycheck. Your families were hardly. I didn't really know. We were just putting food on the table. So when the Halloween time, we're the only Jewish family in the neighborhood, and we used to dress up as bums. The kids, you couldn't stop us. We dressed up as bums, there wasn't anything to do with witches or we dressed up as bums, hobos, hobos, and go out in the street. We knew all the places. We knew you could go in there and go like this to put the candy and stuff, apples. They had huge bags in America. If we were six kids, if every one of us didn't come home with three bags by the evening, that lasted us a long time. There was food and chocolate and candy. We made a killing. You know what I mean? It just influences, but there was stuff out there to get. But it's dark. It was dark. And then sometimes people would put razor blades in apples, and then nowadays they have to walk with their kids. In them days, you could just run out. You didn't have this kind of stuff going on. You didn't have to lock your doors. You didn't have to lock your car. Anybody remember that? Am I that old? I don't know. You just didn't. You didn't have to. You could go away for 3 days. Oh, it didn't lock the house. You didn't need to in those days. Now there's so much stuff and all this bad going on. And Micah 5:12 says, and I will cut off witchcrafts out of thine hand. And again, these people that genre like Harry Potter, turn back. The authors of these, turn back. What are you feeding the kids? What are you putting into their minds? I will cut off witchcrafts out of thine hand, and thou shall have no more soothsayers. A soothsayer is a, it comes from the word anan, which is a cloud. It covers things, or it's secretive, or it's a all these other things we're talking about as well. But it's like esoteric knowledge, that secret knowledge that all of a sudden people come up with secret knowledge, and you think, well, where'd you get that from? I didn't see that in the Bible. I don't see that in the Bible. That's extra. You're bringing information in from somewhere else. It's not there. And we need to stay in the safety of God's word, don't we? Just keep feeding ourselves God's word. I know you know feeding ourselves day in and day out. You might not be very good at this is in John this and this is in James that. I'm not so good at that. But you have a taste for it. You have a taste for it. You go to America. Choose to go to America. You have fish and chips. The British say that ain't fish and chips. They got a taste for fish and chips. They know what fish and chips is, don't they? You know what I mean? You got a taste for it. That's not the Bible. That's not the Bible. No, there's something wrong there. And then you can I years ago, but I come to this country about 40 years ago, a little over. You get something in your quiche, guys. You get something in your guts, and you think, well, there's something. It's just not. I'm not a theologian. It's just not right here. It's not right. And you get some of the. I remember years ago, someone wrote an article here. Tony Pierce wrote an article, and it was just what was I was feeling. I couldn't put it into words. You see, I couldn't put it into words. I don't know that ability wasn't, and there was the words right there. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm feeling. Somebody puts it in there, and you can't get around it. You can't get around it. You can want to go this way or that way. You can't get around it. Okay, where am I at now? I do this all the time. Okay, so there's that esoteric knowledge, safety in God's word. John 3:19, I'll just read this. And this is the condemnation that light has come into the world. Men love darkness. Men love darkness. We see that today. They just love the darkness. Up and down the streets, full of darkness. Demonstrating, full of darkness. Don't even know what they're talking about. All emotional. All emotional. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light. Neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. And if you say something or somebody says something, you see it. Somebody says something. I remember, like, a good example was with Charlie Kirk. He says something, and it just makes a lot of sense. They're all up in his face. You see people on the high street, they're making sense. They're all up in their face and they're all emotional. It's all very emotive, but they don't know what they're talking about. They're not making any sense. It's demonic. There's a spiritual element. Romans 12, 2. If we go there, Romans 12, 2. Romans 12, 2. I can see people turning pages and swiping and pushing buttons and all that. Romans 12, 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind. Isn't that wonderful? Just a filthy thing. I remember when I going through that 17 reels, like the whole Bible, I just recorded it and for 7 years just brainwashed myself, my filthy mind with it, wonderful. By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's how we know the will of God. Let love be without dissimulation. Without dissimulation. I look that word up every time, The English, no word. The British, no words. They know a lot of words. In America, when we're chopping down trees and just saying, timber, you had Shakespeare. They know these words. I have to look them up every time. Okay. Let love be without dissimulation or hypocrisy. See, and I like this version. I grew up with it. I wasn't educated enough for it. But now I've got some education. But it's eloquent. Why do I want anything else? It says, let love be without dissimulation or hypocrisy. Abhor, absolutely detest. Hate that which is evil. We are allowed to hate. We're allowed to hate. We can hate evil. We are to hate evil. So if you feel like hating, hate evil. Use that hatred to hate evil. Cleave to that which is good. Cleave to it. Cleave to that which is good. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And I had some of that. the other day, and I just prayed, and the Lord just lifts it right off of you, and you answer back in a right way, in a right way. You know, you're hurt, but you ask, talk to the Lord, and He lifts it off of you. Wonderful, because He's alive. That's why God is alive and powerful. He lifted it off me when I come to know God, even before just knowing that this is God. Lord, I can see I'm not living a holy life. Could you help me? Lift it right off of you. Powerful. Well, but you can't do it on your own. You can't do it on your own. Look at how strong you are. It says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 13, 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. I'm coming near the end here, I think. Ephesians 5, 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. That wrath is, well, it's here already. You're already getting judgment coming in, aren't you? People say, what's going on here? What's this and this? It's judgment. This is what it is. It's judgment. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And verse 15, see then that ye walk circumspectly. Circumspectly, you know, okay, I'm like that with that, circumspectly, you know. But looking that up, that's interesting in the Greek. Akribos or akrivos, depending on what. Walk exactly, walk diligently, walk perfectly. And I think because you get akrib, like an acrobat, like an acrobat, you know, he's on a tightrope. He's on a tightrope and he can't be fooling around. He's got to walk precisely or he's going to fall. And it tells you to walk that way. And he's using the word you get. No, I think you get the word acrobat from that word. Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. They are evil. They were in those days as well. They were in those days as well. See how much do I have left here? Okay, let me just a bit more. Ephesians 6, 11, I'll read that. Ephesians 6, 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. The darkness of this world. Celebrating it, it's being celebrated now. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, James says, or Jacob, James says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. He will flee from you. And I found this years ago as well, just terrified, being the home alone, laying down, and all of a sudden to wake up in the middle of the night, just terrified, something is going on here, just terrified, and just praying to God, believing on God, and it flees from you. He will flee from you, you know. Might not be, he's not afraid of me, but he's afraid of the Lord. He's afraid of the Lord who I'm talking to. He's afraid of our master. He's afraid of him. Hebrews 10:22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Hold fast to it in all this darkness. Hold fast for us. Why? For he is faithful that promised. He's faithful. He is faithful. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love. Doesn't mean to provoke to anger like it means today, to provoke. It means to incite to good. To incite to good one another. To incite to love. And to good works, to incite people, not to get them discouraged, not to get them frustrated, but actually to incite them to do good and to love, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And I remember the last time I came, I mentioned that very important. Coming on here is not too much left here, but coming on here and seeing each other and seeing all the people up here is encouraging. It's encouraging. and you're in your homes and you're being encouraged. It's wonderful. Just as soon as somebody comes on, it encourages you. All people have to do is show up and it encourages you. It's wonderful. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. That's to console one another and to comfort one another and to pray for one another, to desire one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. We know that we are of God and the whole world lies in wickedness, doesn't it? Just coming 3 more minutes. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doth good is of God. He that doth evil hath not seen God, neither give place to the devil. Okay, and be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And then 1 Peter 2, 9, if we just turn to 1 Peter 2, 9, we're going to end here in about 2 minutes. He wants to seek who to devour. He is there doing that. That is going on. But we need to be sober. Be sober. Be vigilant. 1 Peter 2, 9. Speaking to myself here with all of that. 1 Peter 2, 9. Chapter 2, verse 9 says, but you are chosen generation. You are chosen. 1 Peter 2, 9. Can see people turning. Just a few minutes left. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. That's who you are. That's who you are. A holy nation. A peculiar people, a peculiar people. What is that? That means that your God has acquired you. He is preserving you. God has purchased you. God has saved you. That's the people that you are separate in the world, but not of it. And that's peculiar to the world, in the world, but not of it. That's peculiar to the world. That you should show forth, what are we supposed to do? Show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness, out of all these things, into his marvelous light. Into his marvelous light. And some, I just read this, called us into his marvelous light, wonderful light. Psalm 135, 4, just read that. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob, not going to leave Jacob out of this, am I? Unto himself and Israel. For his peculiar treasure. Again, that's his am segula. His am segula. It's his special wealth. It's his special jewel. And we are part of this. We are all part of the commonwealth of Israel. We are one in Messiah, aren't we? We are brought into all of these things. We are his good treasure, his special treasure, purchased with Messiah's shed blood of atonement, of his shed blood of atonement, through repenting of our sin, putting our faith and trust in our Savior, in Messiah, following Yeshua, the great shepherd of the sheep once delivered unto the saints. What happens there? Sins forgiven. Sins forgiven. What are we saved from? We have to be saved from something. We're saved from eternal fiery damnation. That's what we're saved from. We're saved from eternal fiery damnation. Not so that we can live a better life. I've seen it's a better life because of this. This is what's happened. But that's not, we're saved from that eternal fiery damnation. There is an eternal fiery damnation that is coming, that is forever and ever. We have that forgiveness in our, that's the provision that is made of his dear son. Instead, what are we given? Eternal life with God in Messiah, in Yeshua, who is the light of the world. Just ending here. He is the light of the world. I know you know that. Just reminding us, he is the light of the world. He that followeth him shall not walk in darkness. He that followeth him shall not walk in darkness. We know what's going on in the world, don't we? People are dark to this. Israelis are dark to this. Satan, They're starting to see things. It's a partial darkness. The world is dark and dark that we know what is going on. Our Savior is returning, and everything is going to hell. Everything, all that is damnable is going to try and stop it because it is their end. It is their end. And who that follow him shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The light of life. Thank you, Lord. God's provision for all who would call on the name of the Lord. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God's provision of his dear son. Only provision. Only that is the provision. There is no other way. I know you know that. I'm just trying to reinforce us today with these things, reminding myself as well. It's so wonderful to talk to be talking to you all, and the privilege of talking to you all as well. God's children, God's children. What a privilege. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Let's just end in prayer here. Lord, we do thank you for this time together around your word. We love you, Lord. We love your son. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one being and three distinct persons. Thank you, O Lord God Almighty. Makes no other sense that way. It has to be that way. We thank you so much. We see it in Scripture, Lord. We thank you so much. You have not left us alone. You've left us here with the Comforter, Lord. Thank you so much, O Lord. We do pray that you be glorified in our lives, Lord. We do pray for souls to turn to you and turn away from darkness to you, Lord. As you said in your word, we were in this darkness, oh Lord. We were your enemies, Lord. And yet, as your enemies, you still came from heaven and gave your life for us. Get all the glory, please, Lord. You rose from the dead. Lord, we pray, and we pray for your glorious return. We look for your glorious return. In Yeshua's name, amen. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.